what's on your mind?
So I've been put on a broad spectrum antibiotic about a year and a half ago, and it's the one that causes sudden tendon ruptures. Okay. So after about 2 weeks of being on that, I had some slight ringing in my ears, and I told the doctor, and he goes, oh, we need to take you off that. He put me on another one that was a different family. But during that year and a half, I didn't have an appetite. I just blah kind of feeling. I feel like I lost a lot of my muscle because I'm pretty athletic. Well, it had been like a year and a half, and about 5 months ago, I was bending over to pick up some groceries, and I tore my meniscus. And I didn't know what it was about. Yes, like suddenly, just doing something. Now, if I was like 70 or 80, I could see maybe doing that. You know, like, because, you know, their tendons were out, but it was very strange, and I didn't realize I did it. That's what happened till a few days later, and it's been 5 months. It's healing, you know, pretty well on its own. I haven't gone to anybody because, you know, I'm lucky that I heal pretty well from things, always have. But my question is, because of this broad-spectrum antibiotic, I'm thinking it affected my mitochondria, so things, you know, maybe it's still in there. If you get the gist of what I'm saying, the way that it affects people. So is there anything that I can do to kind of cleanse my body, or is what's there and what's been done is done?
Now, that broad-spectrum antibiotic, was it one of the ones whose name ended in mycin, like streptomycin or some kind of mycin?
Lone. That sounds like fluoride, but not.
A fluoroquinolone.
Yeah.
Ooh, yes. Those are nasty ones. Yes.
Yes.
And I assume you're not taking it anymore.
No. I took it 2 weeks, and I had started to have some ringing in my ears, and the doctor pulled me off it.
Yeah.
So it was 2 weeks. I had only been on it. And so, you know, I've done my own research. You know, I've done the Epsom salt baths. I've taken NAC. I've tried to raise my glutathione levels, trying to eat, you know, I've always eaten onions and garlic because my whole family, we've been raised on that stuff. So I just want to make sure that is there any research out there, anything that you've seen? Maybe you've seen people. I mean, is there anything that I can do beyond what I've done? Because my understanding is that it affects the mitochondria so that it doesn't regenerate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, there are a number of scientific articles out there on mitochondrial regeneration, and one of the things that can help make even new mitochondria, as well as help the old ones to function better, is low-dose lithium. Now, there are a lot of articles coming out right now on niacinamide as a, being involved in mitochondrial biogenesis, and it does, in fact, help to repair mitochondria. Now, those are two things that come to mind right away. I'd have to look into where does fluoroquinolone hit us. But if it did hit you in the mitochondria, then those are two things to think about. You might check with a doctor who would be familiar with some of that research on how to get the mitochondria back, because there is research on how to get the mitochondria back. Now, here's another thing, though, ma'am. Did you do a lot of sweating to try to sweat toxins out of your system?
Well, I mean, when I do my Epsom salt baths, and I've always kind of done them from time to time because I feel like it's good to put things in the body and draw toxins, I do sweat. I get it as hot as I can stand it. I stay in that bath for 40 minutes, and then I get out and wrap myself in something and just sweat.
Okay, well, a good sweat for 30 or 40 minutes can, if you can achieve it that way, that's fine. Another way that works just fine are saunas of various sorts, including infrared and regular sauna. They really make us sweat, and that gets stuff out. Okay, but now here's something there's absolutely no research on, though, that in which you might be interested anyway. I worked with a tall, strapping, amateur baseball pitcher, 18 years old. He wanted to get in the major leagues, who is having some very bad problems with sudden anxiety attacks on the ball field. Nobody could figure it out. He'd been to the neurologist. He'd been everywhere. He couldn't figure out what was happening. I couldn't figure it out either. So we had him screened just to see if we could find anything that might be bothering him. And what the screener came up with was, I think there's some Valium in here. Oh, okay, he's 18. What's he doing taking Valium? He'd never taken any his whole life. But his mother, who went to the screening with him, and she had to go to the screening with him, though he was 18, because he couldn't drive because of the anxiety attacks.
Yeah.
His mother turned kind of ashen white and said, "I took Valium when I was pregnant with him."
Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness. And so when you find something like that, what you can do is clear it with a homeopathic remedy. Homeopathic dilutions of things help to chase them out of the body. I'm sorry, I know that homeopathy is not at all respected by conventional medicine, but it's still around and has persisted since the early 1800s. Something like that usually persists because it works. So if, on the small chance, you still had some fluoroquinolone in you, you could clear it with homeopathic dilutions of fluoroquinolone. I don't practice homeopathy much at all, but I do know a tiny bit about it, ma'am.
Okay. And is there a, do you know of any good homeopathic doctors in the area, like King County?
I wish I did. The one who was really, really good that I knew about, unfortunately, he passed on last year. First thing you might consider doing, though, is getting screened to see if that would make any sense, because that may not be the problem.
Okay. All right. Well, and the ring, ear ringing kind of, it pretty much stopped, but then, like, from time to time when I'm lying in bed, like, maybe every month, I'll start to get, like, this dull, low kind of, and I'll hit the pressure point right in between my upper jaw and where my lower ear lobe connects, and I'll press that, and then it goes away immediately, because I'm familiar with pressure points, I believe.
Good for you.
If you go to that.